can also Malin on top with you, that will help.
Yep.
She bought in the countryside a small house that is not yet livable. But her husband wants to make it livable, but he is sending her overseas, in another country to work.
She's
to build a house. He is sending her in another country to work to get money to build that house to make it livable. Because to go in another country is only her can go because she's the only one with Romanian passport, with which you can work in European Union. And she asked if it's the right thing to do what her husband asks of her.
I guess so. That's.
Sorry?
I guess so. Why not?
Se pare că da, de ce nu?
She go to a country where she can be near a temple.
Puteți merge într-o țară unde să fiți aproape de un templu.
Da, așa doresc, așa mă gândesc.
This is what she is thinking also. She grew there a lot of flowers, roses and lilies, and another flowers that she's growing them for the temple. And also other vegetables for the Sunday feast.
Where will she go? What country will she go?
In Chitara Tresanages. She thought maybe to first try in Bucharest here.
Dar dacă vreau, n-aș vrea să întindă ceva pe mult timp, vreau poate în altă țară, Germania sau unde salariul va fi mai mare și mai scurt să nu întindă.
But she think maybe it's better to go in a more developed country to stay for a little longer to get more money. Here she will not get enough money to go back.
I leave it to her and her husband to figure it out.
Vă las pe dumneavoastră și soțul dumneavoastră să vă gândiți mai bine. Să vă dați seama ce e mai bine.
Da, dar mă mai tem numai viața mea spirituală să fie încălcată.
She feels that the spiritual life will be hurt.
Pants. She's somewhere near a temple, she's going regularly to the temple.
Depinde dacă sunteți undeva aproape de un templu și mergeți regulat acolo.
Go some place where there's a proper temple and go to a program, then why would it affect your spiritual life?
Dacă mergeți undeva unde este un templu cum trebuie, vă puteți dezvolta în continuare spirituală. She also thought this, but she was afraid that this is possible or not. That's why she asked this.
You know, there's so many devotees have so many issues in life. It's not really possible for me to really address them.
Sunt atât de multe devotees care au diferite probleme în viață și pe care eu nu pot să le rezolv.
Especially because I don't necessarily get a clear view of what's going on.
În special pentru că nu tot timpul am o vedere clară a ceea ce se întâmplă.
So, certainly it's important that people direct things in ways that are good for their spiritual life.
Bineînțeles că cea mai bine oamenii să se direcționeze către lucruri care sunt bune pentru viața lor spirituală.
But those are things you can discuss, even if you discuss with Radha Govinda and so on.
Dar aceste lucruri sunt lucruri care puteți discuta inclusiv cu Radha Govinda.
I can't really say because it takes more than just a conversation.
Nu pot să spun clar pentru că ia mai mult decât o conversație, e o discuție mai complexă.
So I've been trying to really explain to devotees that devotees need to work these things out on a more local level.
Și încerc să le explic devotaților că trebuie să rezolve lucrurile astea mai mult la un nivel local.
It's just practically impossible for me to be involved.
Pentru că este practic imposibil pentru mine să fiu implicat.
Or maybe you should go to Turkey.
Sau poate mergeți în Turcia. She knows that the income went very low in Turkey,
yes.
And the dollar is very high. And the income now is $400, $600, maximum $700. And from this you have to pay the rent, pay to eat, and you don't yes. remain with nothing.
Anyway, you work it out. Whatever is practically good.
Orice este practic este bun.
Anyway, I hope everything works out good.
Oricum, sper că totul se va rezolva să de bine.
Da, acum locuim în oraș și salariul e foarte mic, 150 de dolari.
Now we live in the town and the income is very low, it's around $150. And sometimes they don't have enough money even to pay the
rent.
Not the rent, the thing that you pay besides for the apartment.
Utilities.
That's why this is a good reason to move to the countryside. It's very close to the city, 12 kilometers.
Mai mult în inimă vreau ca să practic mai mult, dar mai astea lucruri mă trage în urmă și nu știu cum se decide.
But more in her heart, she wants more to practice spiritual life, but these financial things, it draws her to put back.
Balance.
Trebuie să găsi un echilibru.
Hare Krishna.
She's very happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad that you came.
Thank you for everything. Thank you for everything.
Hare Krishna.
We want to ask you for a picture.
Sure, where? Yeah.
We want with Radha Govinda, with Musha Rupa, all together, and you.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, you want to, we can sit or stand or.
Let's start on Charles or just.
Тарксия Гаруда. Тарксия Гаруда. Ассоциация. Ассоциация. Центру ассоциации Тарксия Гаруда. Тулси. Сетте ани. Шапте ани. Тулси.
Eight years.
Верде.
Green. It's green.
Okay.
Where's the pillow? Oh, there. Hare Krishna.
Hare.
We got a big screen over there.
Okay. Grazie.
Grazie.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, very interesting.
Mâna, pot să pus?
Yeah, Tulsi.
Hare. Tu vă sidi de Vrindavani Maharani, ce aia?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Autumn, maybe in September.
September, end of September, like that.
Yeah. You need to book. Let me just see when. End of September, August, September. Yeah, I'm really there, really at the end. 28, 29, 30, 1, 2, 3, 4 bus. 1, 2, 3. Uh-huh. And then we have the Diwali evening already in Budapest. So just that week starting, well, I'm in Budapest on the 26th. We're doing one of these. And then 20, either 26, 27, then we go to a farm. And then from 28th to the 3rd. But then you really need to book in advance accommodation. Otherwise, Hare Krishna. Translating?
Yeah, translating Srimad Bhagavatam from Russian language in Romanian language.
Oh, that's new. Russian to Romanian.
Dacă pe Bibitinu să fie de acord, eu spun la Krishna că voi nu a dat
drept.
If BBT would not want to print it, then I will complain to Krishna about that.
Well, if the Russian translation was good, then there's no problem. I can't say. Yeah, that's interesting. Usually, usually everyone translates from English.
Yeah.
Huh?
It's a topic to discuss.
What's the Russian translation like?
It's okay.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, you need to have a reservation in advance.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have guest houses, especially that Radha Resort.
Avem un guest house care se numește Radha Resort.
Otherwise, then other accommodation is far away, and my suspicion is that you need to do it very quickly, otherwise for this ELM meeting it'll all be booked.
Trebuie de făcut rezervare din timp că eu să aibă adunare de lideri europeni în această perioadă și poate nu.
That's European leaders, there's like 70-80 devotees. Okay, then that's good. And then, well, last time you drove, of course, but the best thing is if rent something at the airport to drive. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, commuting back and forth to the temple is also an issue.
Yeah, that's. We'll discuss it. How definitely we'll do it. Yeah, sure.
For us, it's very important to feel the communion with you.
You see, it's very nice there. You see deities, Radha Shyam.
Yeah.
And it's very beautiful. Very big farm community. Actually, I should have.
It's inspired.
I could have showed the videos. Could have projected the video of the farm. We just need a new movie of the farm.
Mm. A new one.
There hasn't been one. At least one that's purpose made. There are different things people make in the human lives and so on.
Yeah.
It's not a comprehensive. Yeah, 28th to 2nd of August, or October, you stay longer.
Okay.
That's how long I will be there. Yeah, that'll be very good.
Thank you.
I look forward to seeing you there.
Oh, yeah.
Is Niranjan Maharaj coming here?
No.
Just, he told me that he's going to Moldova soon.
Yes, he's coming to Moldova. I spoke with Maharaj that perhaps he would like to come. He said, so far I'm not thinking about that.
Uh-huh.
But I think if you tell him to come, then definitely it will happen. It will be great, actually. It will be great if he would be able to come. Because Romanians are kind of like very, very mild persons. And Niranjan Maharaj have this character that definitely people will be attracted to his
Well, I'll write him a report and tell him that.
She also wants to talk, but she is shy.
Have a seat. I'll write him, give him a report, and then ask if you could come.
Yeah, if you could.
Where will you stay?
I'll take care about it.
Yeah, you'll need to make arrangement. You know, I made this arrangement months and months in advance.
Yeah. I think he should agree. Other technical things will arise.
Okay, I don't know what his schedule is or what he's planning to do.
Anytime is convenient for
No, but now it's convenient if he's near.
Yeah.
But if he's far away, that's something else.
Yeah.
Just to come, I would see that may be, I don't know. But in other words, just to come from somewhere else, but if he's just around the corner, how long does it take to drive here?
6 hours, maybe, like that, from Kishinev.
And there's flights?
There are flights. And maybe even when he's flying from Turkey or to Turkey, he can also fly to Bucharest.
I need to find out if he's going to Turkey.
Yes, that's awesome.
He was there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's coming for our camp. Mm-hmm. I'm out of camp. I need to find out.
Okay.
How are things?
And to say thank you very much for the gift, because I had at home Bhagavad Gita, but translation to Romanian language, a good translation, but very short in commentaries and analysis.
There's
and
no commentary.
Yes, and this was, I wish a Bhagavad Gita with enough analysis.
And it's very, it's very important, because for one reason is that many translations and commentaries of the Bhagavad Gita, the authors have their own motive. They don't particularly approach Bhagavad Gita from the point of view of a follower or a believer in Krishna. And even that's for the translation, but especially for purports or explanation, the commentaries are a tradition. And every guru or acharya generally gives a commentary, which means that in contemporary terms, to actually explain. Because although the truth of Bhagavad Gita is eternal, but still it was spoken 5,000 years ago, people have changed, there's a lot of historical development. So people need to be able to see or understand in their local context. Even language changes. Even what words mean changes over time. So that's why traditionally there's commentary, and you'll see that after the end of the introduction, then Prabhupada gives the list of spiritual masters going back to Krishna. So there's 32, they've all given commentary according to their time. So 32 into 5,000 means about every 150 years. And that's also very important. And then the other thing is that we don't necessarily immediately understand Krishna directly. To the tradition, Krishna says also in the Gita, he says that Panipatina, Pradipashina, Sevaya, that you should understand what I'm saying through the disciplic succession. It's like, I don't know, mathematics. You can read a mathematic book, but generally you need a teacher to explain it to you. It's not just enough. And even history. And everything that you learn in school, there are always textbooks, but they're always taught by a teacher because things need elaboration and explanation. And that's why the commentary is so very valuable.
Yes, I completely agree, and it was necessary, because in the Romanian edition, it's very, very short, but on the basics, concepts. What's very... It's actually not a commentary, it's only translation. translation, and you have the Sanskrit version, and you have the translation and, you know, definition of words. To get
a little
grasp of what means the text, otherwise you don't understand anything, and but not the commentary, so it's fully appreciated.
Bhagavad Gita is really wonderful, and you know, whether people, some people have a goal in life or a purpose, they have ethics by which they live, and other people don't, but then that becomes their ethic. That becomes the, so not doing something is also doing something.
Choosing
nothing is a choice. So, but Bhagavad Gita gives us a certain ethic, a certain type of eyes by which to actually see the world, to see ourselves, and what life is about, the purpose of life, that it has meaning. We're making it, materialistic world is making it meaningless. In other words, that the only meaning is while you're here temporarily, and then there's no meaning, it's finished.
Keeping ourselves busy with the shadow.
Yeah, you keep busy, either you keep busy studying, you keep busy working, you keep busy with family, and then you keep busy with dying, and it's all over. But life is of great value, because this human body is, amongst all other forms, has the facility for self-realization. Animals don't. So if you have a dog here, you'll still be sleeping. You may hear the words, but they don't mean anything to him.
It would be
good for him, the vibration would be good, but he still would know what to do. So human beings have intelligence, a special type of intelligence, that they can ask those questions. Who am I? Why am I suffering? What's the purpose of life? And they can also actually find the answers and apply them to their life. So in that way, life is a very valuable and a very positive thing. But we really have to make something of it. And unfortunately, in the world that we live in, we're not trained for that. Religion is meant to do that. But even sometimes religion doesn't have answers. There's some dogma, and there's some rituals, and there's some belief. Yeah. But actually, real clarity of purpose is not there. So that's what Bhagavad Gita gives. And so it's like a handbook for life. That this is what I'm using to actually guide me forward in life. It gives us direction. And every aspect of life can be directed by Bhagavad Gita. It can answer any issues that come up in life, any problems, any situations, so that we take out the value. It gives us a new value system, and it's a value system that's absolute, it works, and that it actually has results. It has eternal beneficial results. When you combine those two things, Bhagavad Gita with chanting Hare Krishna, then those become the two main instruments for moving forward. It's like a bicycle, you have two wheels. So one is Bhagavad Gita, one is chanting Hare Krishna, and then you can get somewhere in life. Yeah. Then you get somewhere in life. You have any questions or anything?
I got the gift, now I will.
Yes.
And luckily we have Radha Govinda here every Sunday. We can see that.
Yeah. So it's very rare. You can see there's 2 million people in the city, there's 50 people in the room.
I didn't expect it.
No, it's a rare thing.
Yeah.
There's few people. So Krishna says, Manushyam Sahasreshu many people, only very few, kashchid yatati siddhaye, only very few are actually interested in making something of life. Yatatam api siddhanam. And out of many hundreds who are inquisitive, kashchid mam beti tata, only one will really come to understand me. So it's very rare that people actually come to Krishna consciousness. And when we do get that opportunity, then we shouldn't miss it. So it's something to actually put into real practice. And it's an opportunity we shouldn't let go by, otherwise we may lose our human form of life and then take birth as a flower or who knows what. So we should want to actually go back to our original home, go back to Krishna. That's what this is about. This dark part down here is where we are, and we're supposed to go up there into the middle of that lotus. So that's a real journey. And life is a journey. And that's the place that life is, we're meant to actually go. But like with any journey, you need, well, if you're going to walk, then you need feet. You need shoes. You need direction. You need a map, how you're going to go. You need clothing and shelter. So you have to be equipped. So for that journey, you have to be equipped. It's a long way. And it's not a geographical journey. It's a journey in consciousness. So when you change your consciousness, even though you're here, then you can be there. So that's why the mantra changes our consciousness. It cleanses our consciousness. It purifies our consciousness. And that's why we call it Krishna consciousness. So you purify your consciousness with Krishna, you purify your consciousness with the help of the mantra, you purify your consciousness from so many things, and it's like if you haven't cleaned your house for 5 years, then when you start, then the more you clean, the more you see how dirty it is. So this isn't 5 years. This is about many, many lifetimes. So there's a lot there, but as you clean those things, then you actually start to see things differently. Because consciousness is how we see the world. We see the world through our consciousness. And when our consciousness changes, then we see the world differently also. And the Hare Krishna mantra is what changes our consciousness. The more you chant, the more you see that.
I'll take that too.
Okay,
I am taking it too.
You have beads at home?
If I have.
Beads?
Yes, I have good. From Rashka.
Good, that's good. Those 108 also? So you just chant on those?
Yes.
Yeah.
Gratitude for coming here.
See you next time.
See you.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. I think we're going to go back. Hey, Shambi Hari, menu kisa. Mehatung sheta ami. Igen. Nakajapasni. We're ready to go. He's ready to go. Look at Abu Tafayat Prabhupada Laba now then.
If you can please the
signature. Ashakum este ea.
Ashakum este ea.
Okay, then you have to... read regularly, every day. Ooh, look.
Yeah.
very good.
Thank you a lot.
You're welcome.
Thank you. It was a great pleasure to meet you, and I'm very.
We'll see you when we come back. I don't know when I will come back. Sometime, maybe in the. maybe November, December, we'll see how things go, see how things turn out.